Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. I do have to start by apologizing for not being here for the past couple, has it been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I've been lacking a lot of self-discipline and a lot of motivation when it comes to creating, but more specifically for YouTube. And I've been extremely overwhelmed in the past weeks for a lot of reasons. I lost a family member. I was grieving. I was so busy at work. I had a bunch of events. There was just so many things happening in the different spheres of my life that creating and YouTube, more specifically, was not my priority. It was not on my mind, honestly. I couldn't come down to sit down, talk about it. I actually tried filming a coffee talk. It went horribly. I was so messy. Nothing made sense. So I had to take some time to recollect. And so here I am today, feeling better, feeling more motivated, feeling more grounded, and feeling more ready to be back here again. So, yeah, but obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we're actually going to be talking about how things come back to you. So what goes around comes around. Yeah, that's the one. Two episodes ago, so not last episode, but the one before that. Duh. I talked about how when people say things and then their actions don't match their words. So I talked about how actions speak louder than words. And I talked about one specific situation that kind of triggered that in me, or that triggered or that initiated this coffee talk, and how that's the situation where I kind of started the reflection from. And then recently, it was one of my closest friend's birthday, and guess what? I missed it. I completely missed it. I thought it was the day after, but it was the day before. And I just completely missed it. And I felt tremendously bad for it. I felt so guilty for missing that, for not remembering the date correctly, for not being there, for not showing up. And it made me laugh in a way, because I was like, well, I get my money back for talking about that and for talking shit. Well, not talking shit, but for making a situation out of my birthday and about how, you know, actions speak louder than words. And my action was just forgetting. That's what happened. I looped it. I honestly, I had the date wrong, and I felt horrible for it. And for a minute, I had to take a step back. I had to kind of realize how bad of a friend I am, only to realize that it doesn't define me as a whole. It doesn't define me as a friend for, you know, not remembering the date correctly. But I did kind of ask myself a bunch of questions about, like, how I treat others, how I want to be treated, but also how I treat others and how it should reflect. The way that I treat others should reflect the way that I want to be treated, and me completely getting the date wrong kind of speaks for the person that I am, kind of speaks for the friend that I am, in a way. And again, I know I'm being hard on myself for that. It's a matter of day, but it all comes down to what I said in a previous episode that I just talked about, where I wish I would have showed up. I wish I would have been there. I wish I would have had the date right, so I could just take this one little moment of my day to call my friend, to text her, or just to, you know, let her know that I appreciate her and that I wanted to celebrate her birthday with her. But I missed out completely on that opportunity. And the thing is, I know I hold myself up to certain standards, and I hold people around me to those same standards for many reasons. But I kind of just proved to myself that, you know, I failed completely. I truly failed, and that's okay. But it made me realize a big thing, actually. It made me realize that the things I tend to judge people for is usually the things that I hate the most about myself. And it's funny that it took me this specific situation, this specific event, for me to realize that, because I had heard of that before, but I was like, yeah, whatever, until that happened. And I was like, oh, okay, so yes, I say a lot of things, I talk a lot of shit, that's what happens, I talk a lot of shit around here, and I have all these reflections, these introspection, but when it comes down to real life, when it comes down to me applying those things, I fail. Talk about all those things here, and I have many other introspections and reflections out of the coffee talks, you know, just like randomly before going to bed and just reminiscing about my day and my life. But when it comes down to it, it's one thing to say all these things, but it's another to actually apply them and live by them. And so, yeah, I completely went off track there. And the same way I did in the intro of this coffee talk, I tend to justify a lot of what I do or a lot of what happens in my life because of the circumstances, because of how busy I am, because of how overwhelmed I am. But I chose this life for myself, you know? I make my own decisions. And recently I had a conversation with a friend about, like, growing my business, even though business wouldn't be the right word, but at the same time, it has to be, because this is truly what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to make a business out of this. And the decisions I make are not always the best when it comes to business, when it comes to personal life, when it comes to just in life in general. I'm trying to kind of change the way that I process information and the way that I make decisions, in hopes to be able to make decisions based on a more long-term impact. Because this is what happens, being the impulsive person that I am, is I base a lot of my decisions on how it's going to make me feel immediately, or at least on a short-term matter. But the truth is, if I want to be successful, if I want to make the best decisions for myself, not only for the business part, but also just for the personal part, I have to make decisions for me, for what's best in the long run. And I kind of know that, but applying it is a lot harder than I thought. I thought that with age and wisdom and experience, these decisions would be easier to make, but they're not. They're not, and that's why today I made the decision to sit down to film the coffee talk, even though I have other things to do. But you know what? I choose to prioritize what is best for me, what makes me feel the best. Because truly, creating content, filming these coffee talks, filming content for whatever platform, brings me a lot of joy. It brings me a lot of satisfaction. And I put a pause on it for a little while because I was like just overwhelmed, and I couldn't get my mind straight. I couldn't organize things in my mind. So I just, you know, it always came down to the bottom of the list. It always, something else was more important. But you know what? No. What's important is me being here, being consistent, committing to my word, and committing to this being a weekly series and a weekly podcast, and committing to wanting this to become my main source of income eventually. And I know this sounds a little raw, I'm completely transparent with you, but there is a part of me that wishes that this becomes my main source of income, because I love creating this so much. I love social media so much that if I'm able to make a living out of it, my life would, like, I will consider this a mission accomplished. But obviously this all initiated. This whole thing started as a hobby, you know, as for pretty much every creator out there. But I would be lying if I said that I was doing this only for shits and giggles, because truly it's not. I'm taking this seriously more and more as I grow, as I invest more time and more energy and more creativity into what I do. So yeah, it's all a question of a return on investment. And now this is an investment that I'm doing in hopes that there will be some sort of return eventually. And so, circling back to the whole topic of this video, which is what comes around, what goes around comes around. Yep. Thank you, Justin Timberlake, for that. So yeah, what goes around comes around. What you put out there in the world is going to come back to you. So if you're out there giving away, like, you know, fucking off everyone and just being an asshole and not caring about people and just being a selfish bitch, then it's gonna come back to you. It's gonna come bite you in the ass. And so the same way that I talk shit about a friend not being there for my birthday, guess what? I was the one missing on my friend's birthday. Not the same friend, because that would have been a full circle moment, but it doesn't matter. What's important is that it came around to bite me in the ass, and I'm learning from that. I'm learning from that mistake. I'm learning from that experience, and it's fine. The same way that the friend I talked about in a previous coffee talk, we talked about it. Maybe she did learn from it. Maybe not. Maybe she didn't care, but at least we all got something out of it, and this is what matters. And so don't forget about that. What goes around comes around. So whatever you put out in the universe, if you're being very positive, if you're very kind, very caring, it's gonna pay off in the end. And it might not be immediate, but there's gonna be a reward. If you're really out there doing your best, investing your time and energy in the right places with the right people, it's gonna come back around. And it's gonna be very gratifying when it does. So cheers to that. So I guess you could say I do believe in karma in all shapes, ways, and forms, because I truly believe that, you know, the same way that everything happens for a reason, everything's gonna come back to you eventually. And don't get me wrong, I know that we all have bad days, we all have bad moments, and there are times where, I mean, speaking for myself, I have been an asshole, I have been very egotistic, and I have been very selfish. But those were punctual moments, in my opinion, and I think that generally speaking, I am a pretty positive person, I am a pretty optimistic person, and I try and bring out the best in people, and I try to make the world a better place, or at least for the people around me. Emphasis on the word trying, because as I said, we all have issues. But I'm trying to focus on what's right, and I'm trying to just be positive about it. So yeah. As you can see, I'm getting lost in the sauce here. So that is definitely my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in. Bonjour.